Well, hello.
Well, well, well.
Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Season 2
of Hannah Montana.
And of Sweet Niblets.
And of Sweet Niblets. Here we go. Kicking it. We're back, going back to school, baby.
We really are. Me and Rico down by the schoolyard.
That's our. We have good timing, I feel like, coming back into this.
In the back to school times?
Yeah, in the back to school times. That's why our break was as long as it was.
Yeah.
We just wanted this to coincide with the back to school times.
We're trying to coordinate everybody.
Yeah,
exactly. It was totally on purpose because we're coordinating with back to school.
Yeah,
because
like we want to do Halloween on Easter, so that's
exactly.
What we did.
Exactly.
So yeah, we got this episode, this season 2 premiere.
Season 2 premiere.
I actually think it was the third episode filmed in the season because it has production code 203, which is funny because it's very much a season opener.
I for think sure. so, yeah.
And it's called Me and Rico Down by the Schoolyard, which is a reference to
Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon.
Yeah, that's a fun little song.
I love that song.
It's a great little song.
Yeah.
So it premiered April 23rd, 2007.
So it premiered in April?
Yeah.
Not even back to school time.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
And it premiered like a little over a month since the last episode of season 1, which surprised me. I thought that there was like a much longer break, but they were like, nope, let's just get right into this.
Yeah.
And even more so, it premiered as part of the premiere week, Hannah Montana's Freshman High Five. So this episode and the following 4 episodes all premiered over the course of 1 week.
Oh.
I remember that week very well.
New Hannah.
Rushing home from school every day to get to that new episode of Hannah Montana.
What time were they airing? Like in the afternoon?
Yeah, I would say they were airing like probably around like 5 or 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, good enough time for kids.
Yeah.
And then like re-aired constantly throughout. But yeah, we've got returning director Roger S. Christensen.
Roger.
And writer Heather Wordham.
Aww.
And yeah, this is our here we go.
Here
we freaking go.
It's like just like the season 1 opener, we're starting it with a live performance. Yeah. I hate this song.
I kind of do too. Like, it's really...
Is it like even a song?
I know, because I honestly feel like, I mean, it's probably released and recorded somewhere out there, but I don't feel like, when I'm like listening to Hannah Montana, like this is not something that comes up.
That's bad.
And it feels really sad that they didn't use Nobody's Perfect.
Is that a season 2 song?
It is a season 2 song, and it will come soon, but I'm just like, dang, y'all really should have opened with that one, because that is such... It's such a banger. Yeah.
And it's also like, that's kind of a posse message for going to school, you know? Like,
exactly.
Nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
Like, especially when you're starting high school and everybody seems perfect.
Yeah.
And it's good to remind yourself.
You know, so we got Hannah on stage. Talking about how everyone needs to get
Who's
up.
Who's going back to school on Monday?
Yeah,
make some noise.
Say, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And they're all going like, boo. And I love that she's like, wrong noise.
Yeah, she's like, come on, you can do better than
Make
that.
Make some noise, and, wrong noise.
And she's just going, yeah.
And then it's like, she's in bed. It's like that one of those nice, like, what? Can I tell you, when they were doing this, I was like, I'd like to see her on Monday morning. And so I'm glad that they showed her on Monday morning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not wanting to get out of bed.
Yeah,
and
no.
Robbie's
no.
like, say yeah.
I will say, like, if it was any other first day of school, it makes sense. But I don't know, like, first day of high school, the next day, yeah, you don't want to get out of bed. But, like, first day of high school, like, that's a big, exciting deal. Like, get the fuck up.
Why is
she... Put on a cute outfit.
Yeah, she's like... But I love that Robbie's waking her up and she's like feeling around on his face and he's like, what are you doing? She's like looking for the snooze button.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then he says, don't make me get the bucket.
Yeah.
And she just like perks up and she's like, you wouldn't.
And then Jackson comes in, clearly the first victim of the bucket.
Yeah.
I like that he started with Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course he did. I mean, of course he would. And I would like to imagine that Jackson didn't get nearly as much of a chance as Miley did. I like to think that Robbie...
Yeah,
just walked right into the room, didn't even try to wake him up, bucket.
Yeah, well, he's a junior now, so I think Robbie knows the method he needs to approach him with.
Yeah, he's a junior. But yeah, and then now?
Now we're at school.
A lot happens before the opening.
Yeah,
a lot happens.
We
have like 3 whole scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so high school. New set, baby. What did you think of the high school set?
The cafeteria set, which we don't see just yet, I like a lot.
It's like the cafeteria courtyard thing.
Yeah.
I mean, any school in
a warm climate, like, I always was so jealous of those.
Don't be, because I went to a school in a warm climate that had a cafeteria in the courtyard, and it was, like, the cafeteria did not have the capacity to handle, like, all of the students that would be eating lunch, so a lot of them had to sit out in the courtyard, and it was sweltering.
Oh,
it was disgusting. There was no shade. It was awful.
That sounds terrible, to be honest. Yeah. But I like that Lily and Miley have their priorities in order. They're like junior boys, senior boys. And then I can't remember who says it, but there's like, you know, yesterday we were just girls.
Yeah.
And now we're high school girls.
And then we do a nice beauty check. We get
breath, pits, boogies, zits.
You're good.
Lily has a zit.
Yeah,
or something.
That was so mean.
That was very weird.
That was so weird. And
Miley
mean.
Just pulls her like beanie down over her face.
Yeah,
and Lily's like, I can't walk around like this all day. I'll look like a sock puppet.
Yeah. Also, Lily's outfit really cute. I think Lily wins outfit for this whole episode for me. I love when Lily has an Argyle moment.
Yeah. Me I mean, too. To be honest, I didn't especially notice, but I did notice Miley's outfit, and I did like that one.
Yeah,
Miley was having a very good hair day.
Yeah, she really was.
And then Miley sees Jackson and is like, hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what does he say?
He says,
junior, freshman.
He goes, yeah, freshman, junior, no bro, gotta go.
Yeah, oh my God.
That was really funny. And then, Lily's like, do you have any concealer? Like,
yes.
Okay, so then we have to go over to her bag and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, we have a returning character.
Is that what you want to call this? Go ahead.
Yeah, Barry the Bear. Barry the Bear.
He's a teddy bear. He's back.
We've seen him before.
Lily is mortified that Miley brought him to school.
Yeah, but he wanted to see the school.
And Lily's like, nobody can see this.
Yeah.
You are like, this will ruin your reputation.
Yeah.
And
I wish she
like,
wasn't right, but she is. Yeah.
I mean, I have a couple places to go with this, but I love that she's just like, she's like, all right, I'll put him in the bag. And Lily's like, yeah, zip it up. She's like, but not all the way. He's afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Where do you think is the most inappropriate place you've ever brought a teddy bear?
And how old
were you?
I don't know. I might have been like 10 or something.
10, okay.
And I went with my friend, who I'm still friends with to this day. Yeah, like my mom took us to the beach or whatever. And like, yeah, he went for a swim.
Wow.
And then we like walked all the way down like Lakeshore Drive, just like holding both of his hands. We were playing like mom and dad, and he was our baby.
Aww.
Yeah.
I still, if I'm going overnight alone, will bring some kind of stuffed animal.
Yeah.
It's like I can't, and I'm 32 years old.
That's fine. Yeah. We all need our comfort.
Yeah. If I'm traveling by myself, like if I'm like with somebody, it's like less of a thing. But if I'm like traveling alone, having like one of my guys with me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he just wants to see the town.
He just wants to see the town.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but wow. Oh, but then all of a sudden,
Miley gets a text.
Somebody knows her secret.
Somebody knows her secret.
And she's just like, this person's going to tell everybody I'm Hannah Montana.
We've jumped. There could be no other secret. I mean, it's true, though. There could be no other secret.
This is clearly a show for... I knew right away.
Yeah, no,
It was all too, like, perfectly timed.
Yeah, it is. But it also, like, I feel like when I was a kid first watching this, I was just like, she brought her bear. Oh, somebody finds out she's going to bring Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so it was a fun season opener.
It really was. And especially, like, bringing back, like, the sort of what, you know, we got a lot of at the beginning of last season, but less so towards the end, is, like, the, what if everybody finds out?
Yeah, that
the
was
the secret element of it.
And I feel like it was especially interesting that, like, Hannah was such a focal point of this episode, yet we only saw her for like a very brief period at the beginning of the episode. And I also like that this episode just takes place over the course of one day. Like all one day.
Mm-hmm.
No costume changes or anything, which is
That's just cool.
And then we get our theme song.
There it is. And I like all the new
the new intro, the new whatever.
Yeah, the new like visual intro. So it's the same song, but like with different like clips from probably this season, I'm assuming. Whereas like the last one had clips from the first season.
And there's a new name on that roster.
I know.
Welcome to the main cast, Moises
Rico.
Arias. He is arrived.
Yeah. That made me happy.
Yeah.
I'm excited for more of that.
Yeah. He's a great foil for like everyone
No kidding.
RIP Mix It All Together.
Yeah.
That was the part.
But there I was looking for something like that and I feel like there were nothing that's like quite
Yeah.
like Mix It All Together, but I think that they are still trying to like give you things that tie in with the lyrics.
But I don't know if you noticed.
I'll look for the ones I think.
This was a very brief, like, blink and you'll miss it kind of thing. Mm. But it is now Disney's Hannah Montana. Like, last year, it was just Hannah Montana. But now Disney's like, oh, this is a very, very lucrative property. We need to make sure that our name is on this shit.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with, like, marketing.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, the merchandise and stuff. So, yeah. I want to do a whole episode about merchandise. Is freaking crazy.
That's nuts.
All right, so.
I like that. So, and then we're back getting these text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Lily and Hannah, are we still in the cafe? Like, still?
We're in, like, the cafeteria general area. Yeah.
So, they find out, not only is this person going to text the whole school, they're going to tell everybody at lunch.
Yeah.
And then Lily is like, what is muwa-ha-ha-ha-ha? And I love the way that Miley is just like, I think it's supposed to be like, and like the impression she does of it is so perfect.
Because she totally does like an exact Rico impression. And it's like, y'all don't realize who this could be at this point.
I mean, I definitely didn't realize who it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah,
I knew
I knew that it wasn't going to be her Hannah Montana secret, but I definitely was just like, what?
Who could this be?
Yeah, I didn't connect the dots.
Yeah.
And then I just wrote that because then we cut over to Jackson.
Oh, but wait, before that Lily going, doing mad, I tell you, mad. Something about how, like, I don't know. She had too much sugar in her cereal.
She was getting all revved up. Mm-hmm. And then, Miley is just like, did you put an extra spoonful of sugar in your cereal today? And she's like, yeah, no, I have had it.
Yeah, she's like, because she's like, if people find out you're Anahe Montana A.
I love that. Yes. Anahe Montana A.
Yes, that's her new name. I really like
it. Yeah, that was cute.
But now we're back to Jackson's first day.
Yeah, he's like
school.
Opening his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's somebody next to his locker. Hello. I literally wrote Dort. Like, I could not hear what this person was saying.
His name is Thor.
Thor.
And he is from Minnesota, don't you know?
Yeah, he has a very funny accent.
I love him.
I thought he was Canadian at first.
I think knew we were going to this episode, I was like, oh yeah, Thor's going to be introduced. And I feel like it takes a while to like Thor, but
there's
it doesn't.
There's
more Thor.
I didn't like Thor. No, it does take a while for me. I still don't like him.
I like him. He made me laugh. I just like.
I mean, he was like too obnoxious and abrasive for me. It's just like.
But that's the show, baby.
No, but like, I mean, you don't come into high school. You're not a junior in high school. Like, he has like no respect. Okay, it's from a strictly adult perspective.
Okay, yeah.
He has no respect for Jackson's boundaries.
That's true.
And like respect for Jackson's like space or privacy. He's like being incredibly invasive.
Yeah.
When he's like, these guys told me you're the welcome. I can't do the voice right now. Or here, let me tap into it.
Fire gold.
These guys told me you're the welcoming committee. And Jackson tries to be like, those are my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not what's happening. And then instead of just, like, leaving him alone, mm-hmm. he doesn't.
Yeah. I guess he does kind of just, like, well, I don't know.
But Jackson isn't being especially, like, nice Jackson's or welcoming also, either, which, like, but, like, that's a hard thing to do in high school is be nice to the new kid.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, but we'll get into more of that
later.
We'll
get more into that later, yeah, because we see some of his friends.
Yeah, who are all, like, making fun of.
None of them are Cooper.
Yeah, none of them.
None of them are Cooper. But we also see, like, another new friend get kind of softly introduced this episode.
The curly-haired fellow?
Yeah, the one that was talking.
The one with lines.
The one with lines, yeah. His name is Max. And some people may recognize him as one of the bullies from NEMSA Classified School Survival Guide.
He does have big bully vibes.
His name is Tio Olivares. And yeah, he exists. He's there.
He exists.
Oh, but Thor, the actor that plays Thor.
Yeah, get into it.
So his name is Andrew Caldwell, and he's been like various, all kinds of things.
Okay.
But in 2011, he wrote, produced, and starred in a film called I Owe My Life to Corbin Bleu.
Mm.
And I watched this film last night because it's a short film. It was like 15 minutes long.
Okay.
And it is bonkers. I highly recommend going on YouTube and just
it's
watching
just on YouTube?
It. Yeah, it's just on YouTube.
Is it like,
there.
What's the production value like of it?
I think it had like a good production value. I think that YouTube kind of like ate up its quality. It was just like a 360p, but I'd love to watch it in high def.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. But like, I mean, Corbin Bleu is in it as himself. And like,
you got Corbin.
Yeah. I mean, there was also one like weird part, but whatever. I just love that Corbin Blue was in on the joke and he had a good time.
That's awesome.
And it made me laugh. But anyway,
yeah.
Now we're back to Lily and Miley.
And?
He's coming.
Yeah.
Our boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the donut boy. Because they're like, well, who could
have
possibly...
I like that they call him a meatball.
Yeah. He's got many names.
I hope he's a meatball this season. Instead of a donut. Donut season one, meatball season two.
Okay, he's a meatball now. Well, okay. He was only called donut boy like once, and then we just kept calling him donut
boy. No, they
boy.
Called him a donut a couple times.
Really?
I think so.
I think we just called him a donut a lot of times. But now he's a meatball, which is fine.
Yeah, because he's wearing like this. Okay, but it's before he comes. You have something.
Well, yeah, they're just like trying to be like, well, who else could have told this? And then they're like, yeah.
Oh, because like Miley's like, I didn't tell anybody. Lily, did you tell somebody? She's like, no. Yeah. And then
yeah, and they're like, oh,
who else knows? And then down the steps comes Oliver. He's wearing like an inflatable muscle suit under his clothes. And at one point, one of them is like poking it, and he's like, hey.
This could pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I've just been working on the biceps and the triceps.
Oh my God.
Looks so ridiculous.
It's dumb. Yeah.
It's like not even believable at all in any way, shape, or form. But this is like also like the beginning of like really like long hair Mitchell rise.
Okay. Because his hair is really long.
His hair is really long. And so is like every other man in this season. Like main
Into
cast
it.
Member gets long hair.
Into it. Well, and, yeah. I mean, I feel like Jackson's had pretty long hair for a while. Robbie's had long hair. Like,
dudes are
growing it out.
Well,
I'm
Jackson's especially is definitely a long
His is definitely really long, yeah.
But the reason that Mitchell Musso had to keep his long was because he had pierced ears.
I remember
like,
you
right
telling
after
me
season
that.
One wrap. They, like, he pierced his ears, and they were like, oh, no, boys can't have pierced ears on the Disney Channel. But they do now.
And then Oliver and Lily and Miley are trying to figure out like how they can narrow down who is texting.
Yeah.
It's like, the texts are coming in. See who's texting right now. And they look around. It's like,
yeah.
All right, your teens in a high school.
Yeah. It was just look for the person texting. That was uniquely topical. And I think that joke only could have worked in this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, in every year since, like, I feel
I feel like there's, like, it's, like, this weird cusp of, like, Lily not completely realizing just how much, like, cell phones have taken over, like, youth culture and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was really like that. Because I feel like my first day at my new high school was also kind of like that. I was genuinely shocked at the amount of people, like, allowed to use their phones at all times. Like, I went from a school where it was, like, locker in your locker at all times the entire day off.
Yeah.
And then the new school was like, no big deal. You can use it in class. Actually, you need it for this test. Like, it was crazy.
That's crazy. If kids had their pockets, and this is like pre-iPhone.
Yeah.
If kids had like phones out of their pockets at my school, like their Sidekick, their Razor.
Yeah. Razor.
I had like a Virgin Mobile flip phone. But like, it would get taken away.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, everybody's on their phone. It was
everybody's
nuts.
On their phone. Nuts.
But, yeah, I think it was pretty funny that Lily had that blind spot.
Yeah, it was really good. And then
we're in science class.
Chemistry.
Well, yeah, chemistry is science.
He's like, I love chemistry. Which, okay, how did he get this far with his scheme of, like, trying to... Because it's Jackson. He's trying to, like, roast a marshmallow.
On, like, the Bunsen burner.
The Bunsen burner is, like, a thing that it's, like, we know that this is coming and we're going to use it. And you have to, like, get somebody special to come turn on... Like, the janitor has to come turn on the gas. I feel like that's the case with most, like, high schools. Like, you can't just, like... At a high school, you can't just have, like, Bunsen burners on ready to go.
I think it depends on...
Like, that's a recipe for a disaster.
I think it depends on the high school, to be honest.
Because
I feel like... You know, at a high school, maybe in Malibu, California, they don't have, like, the fear of what could go wrong if kids have access to fire in a science class.
Clearly, I've never met Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not afraid of Jackson roasting marshmallows, but I would be afraid of, like, malfeasance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like, I think it's funny that he planned enough ahead to be like, gotta bring marshmallows to my first day of school.
Yeah. I mean, he's a junior. He's been around the block a few times. He knows what to do.
I liked him with the marshmallows, and then the teacher comes over.
Yeah. And she's like, would you like some graham crackers and chocolate with that?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I would not, because that would be totally inappropriate.
Not cool. And then what's he going to do with that marshmallow? He blows it out because it's on fire, and then he just stuffs it right in his mouth. It's too hot. He didn't even let it cool down.
That really could have given him a severe burn.
That could have hurt.
And then he's like, hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
And then a girl walks up.
Hot.
Really hot.
She's a cute lady,
She's a cute lady. And then she's like, is the seat taken?
Yeah.
LOL. And he's like, no, not at all. And then she, like, sits down. He, like, very quickly, like, fixes himself and takes off the goggles. And he's like, hello, I'm Hot Jackson. And then Thor.
Yeah.
Coming in hot. Blast not respecting boundaries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's like... If Thor was trying to be a good friend, he wouldn't be like, I'm sorry, the base term for this is like, he's cock-blocking his new friend,
he's
you know?
He's cock-blocking his new friend.
Which, like, you know, is Jackson trying to get it in? Maybe not necessarily. He's just trying to get a little flirty with this chick, but like, sorry for being using diminishing language, with this young scientist. And yeah, and then Thor is like, what does he say? He's just like being really mean and shitty about it.
Oh, I know what's going on. I think he likes ya. Oh, yeah, he definitely likes ya. Look at him. His face is redder than a cow's udder on a cold day. What with all the yanking, don't you know?
And then he's like, well, they actually stay pretty red. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And she's like, maybe I should get up and let you guys sit together.
Yeah, she's like, actually, I'll get up and you can sit here and I'll go sit anywhere else.
Yeah,
I like
really.
That. She was funny.
And then Thor is like, doesn't seem like she likes it. You mind if I take a shot? And it's just like,
he doesn't get anything.
I hate it.
And then we cut to Miley and Lily, I guess, going to their first class of the day.
Yeah, somehow because, they've just been milling around.
At one point, they say good morning. So it's like, oh, this is like still first period or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's before lunch because the secret's going to be revealed at lunch.
Yeah, they have some time before that. But I like that Hannah's like, or Miley's like catastrophizing, like they're all going to find out and blah, 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 blah. And Lily's like talking about how she's going to get her.
Yeah, she thinks that the blackmailer wants something and she further reveals her desire to steal Hannah's entire wardrobe, especially her shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
Yeah, if Miley died, Lily would not be that upset about it because she would get the entire wardrobe, like, no problem.
She would be sad because she would get it.
She would get it.
You think so?
I think she would find a way.
Do you think Miley Stewart has a will?
It's not that, but I just feel like Lily is so hard-pressed on getting, like, Hannah clothes and especially shoes, and, like, this is not the first time that we've heard her, like, scheme for that.
Okay.
So she would take whatever opportunity she gets.
Yeah.
I would say. But she's still the best and an angel.
Yeah. And now we're in class.
And
the teacher,
Wait, Miley says, turn around, I'll give you one of my shoes now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Miley in high school is mean and angry.
Well, I mean, she's having a bad day.
She's having a really bad day, yeah.
I mean, like, if your personal security were being threatened and your friend was talking about getting your shoes, like, I would want to give my friend a shoe ahead of time.
I'm not sure why I wrote this, but I wrote, Lily should host a true crime podcast.
I don't know why you wrote that either, she's good at spinning a web.
She said something about, she's like, we gotta think like a blackmailer or something. She was trying to, like, get inside the mindset. And she's just like, what? And then, like, Miley's like, what kind of monster would torture me like this?
Yeah.
And then a teacher comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hello, class.
Yeah.
We have a new student.
Yeah.
He skipped a couple of grades.
And this is when I knew.
So he's a little young, but he's very smart.
Yeah.
Say hello to... Dun, dun, dun.
It's Rico.
It's Rico.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, like, so much happens in 2 seconds because it's like, boom, Rico is going to school with us and he's in our class. Boom, Rico's the one who sent the texts. Because he walks over to Miley.
You've been getting my messages?
Toots.
Oh my gosh.
The beginning of his terrible... He's a lot in this episode.
He really is.
He's a lot.
But I mean, that's like not different for Rico, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess. But I just feel like he really needs to drink a big old jug of respected woman juice.
Sure. But then it's just like, how did you find out?
Yeah.
It's like, you were careless and I have a camera.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, Miley and Lily and Oliver, like, took him into the hallway and interrogated him.
And, like, I love how much taller they all are than him. Like, I mean, as a visual gag, it's so good. Because there's so many, like, instances. I don't think it's till later. But just, like, there's a couple the episode in the last season where they're just always picking him up.
Yeah.
And I love when he's just like, again with the lifting.
Again with the lifting. Yeah, that was fun. But
they have to, like, get the camera.
Yeah, because, like, Rico's like, yeah, well, guess what? You're never going to find it because it's in my locker. Ha, ha, ha. But little does Rico know.
That Oliver Oaken, locker doctor.
Locker doctor. That's new because last season it was locker man. He was just locker man. Now he's locker doctor.
Well, he went to grad school.
He went to grad school. Summer. Yeah, now he's locker grad school. And I'm just glad that they're, like, bringing that back. Like, yeah, that's, like, real. A consistent thing with Oliver's character. Like, that makes sense. Like, hell yeah.
Does Rico take them to his locker?
No, they just think it's one right. Because I think he, like, points, so they just assume that it's whatever was, like, right behind him, mm-hmm. and Oliver opens it. And
no, because I think Rico did tell them which one it was, because he's just like, I should have brought you to a locker. I didn't say it was my locker or something like that. That's what I remember. I could be totally
mistaken. Yeah, I think you're right. Something along that. But I know that Oliver, like, opens the locker and pulls out, like, a big,
like a jersey. And like, he's a football, like, jersey. Yeah, and... like, how, this is, like, very big. Mm-hmm. And then the actual locker's owner comes over.
Yeah.
And is about to, like, beat up Oliver.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing inside my locker, fresh meat? Yeah. He's like, I wasn't inside you. My mom's a cop!
Yeah, he, like, runs away. And he's like, my mom's a cop, and I just wrote ACAB, even Oliver's
ACAB,
mom.
ACAB, even ACAB, especially Oliver's mom.
Especially? I mean, yeah, she's in Malibu. She didn't need to do that.
Yeah, exactly. But... another Ned's a Classified School Survival Guide reunion moment, because that bully was also in Ned's a Classified School Survival Guide. He did not play a bully, though.
What did he play?
He played, like... actually, he did. He played, like, a tutor, like, nerd who was a bully, because he was, like, really intense with his tutoring. Ned's a Classified School Survival Guide was an incredible show.
All right, I'll have to take your word for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just take my word for it.
Okay, so, yeah, he's talking about how he's going to text everyone about... Rico's talking about how he's going to text everyone at the school.
Yeah.
And that he needs a girlfriend, and that's why he's doing this.
Yeah. And Miley is not taking this seriously enough. If it's
you don't
like
think
this,
so?
I think that, yeah, because she's, like, just being so, like, careless about something that she literally spent, like, a whole season convincing us that is, like... would ruin her life if it got out.
Well,
you know?
Well, I love the part where she was, I don't know if it was earlier or later, but the part where she's just like, be homeschooled, like all this stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like Robbie was trying to, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so she's like pretending to be his girlfriend, I guess, in whatever way. And
yeah, he basically is just like, I need hall cred.
Yeah.
Like, and in that shot of him saying that he needs hall cred, we see him wearing Velcro shoes. I'm like, well, first step would be to ditch the Velcro
shoes.
Know
how to tie your own shoes.
And then you might get some hall cred.
But I like that they're like, tell him about the first time we met, baby, or something like that.
Yeah, because now we cut to everyone in the cafeteria.
Is he, like, sitting on her lap in the scene or later?
Maybe, I think it's that he's, like, sitting on the table and she's sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So that they're, like, level with each other.
She saw him coming out of the ocean, and he was shiny like a penny in the piggy bank of my heart.
Yeah.
Shiny like
it.
A new penny in the piggy bank of my heart.
A new penny in the piggy bank of my heart.
Yes.
And he's like being fed by her.
Yeah, well, cheese. She gives him like some squeezy cheese, and then she puts it all over his face, and then he demands a moist towelette and make it hot.
He goes, go get daddy.
Oh, God.
A moist towelette and make it hot like my Latin blood.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, he's doing a lot of that.
That was one of the worst moments of this entire series, I have to say, hands down.
I feel like he's always like, well, there are a couple times in this episode where he's just like, like always
yeah,
like
that
purring.
Again, but
and...
like the hot like my Latin blood was just
well, also like a
so
hot
much.
Moist towelette, like a hot... hand towel, maybe,
yeah.
But like a moist towelette is
in Malibu.
Yeah,
and what I'm assuming is August or September.
And it's just
because
it's all over his face.
Yeah,
like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, because she got the cheese all over his face
that's
because
funny.
She was lost in his eyes.
Is that what
beady
she said?
Little eyes?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fun.
And then
Jackson comes home for lunch.
Yes, I really want. Oh wait, no, this is when she does the just be homeschooled, bud.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
And then just walks away, yeah. I love when Miley talks to herself. And then now we're back at Jackson coming home for lunch, but we have to play the clip.
Yeah.
Of Robbie.
Of Robbie's song? Oh, thank gosh.
So good.
I love it. He's standing on, okay, picture this.
Yeah.
He's standing on the coffee table in the Stewart living room.
Yeah.
And he's in a like pajamas and a robe.
Yeah.
Playing his electric guitar.
Yeah, it's Robbie Ray time.
And this is his song.
Yeah.
My kids are all gone. So I'm writing this song. You'll think it's so sad, but you are so wrong. 'Cause I can pick my nose and nobody stare. I can dance around in my underwear.
Wasn't it so good?
I love that song.
I love that song.
I was so into it. I love Robbie Ray time.
Mm.
I literally just wrote Robbie's song rules.
Yeah, Robbie's song rules. He's amazing. And Jackson's like, I'm never coming home for lunch ever again.
He's like, good.
He's like, yeah, good. Don't you dare. Did you ever go home for lunch?
It wasn't close enough to my house.
Elementary school, I went home for lunch a lot.
We did have, like, off-campus lunch, and if it had been closer, maybe, but, like, no, I wasn't trying to go home.
In high school, I went home for lunch a lot, but I wasn't allowed to, but it was, like, I could see my house from my high school, so I was like, bye,
you know? Yeah, get out of here. If I had been closer, probably.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, by the time... It would have taken me, like, half of lunch to get home, mm-hmm. and then the other half would be me coming back.
Yeah.
Like, there was enough time. But Jackson does tell his dad about a problem he's having at school.
It's like a hick from Mooville, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that Robbie's like, I seem to remember somebody else who was a new kid that was called a hick. What was his name? Jackson... Or no, I messed that joke up so quickly.
So quick.
He was like, Paxson? Saxon? And then Jackson has like a memory where it's just like...
You get the flashback.
We get the flashback, and he like comes into high school wearing like the cutest little cowboy outfit.
He looks so good. I want this fit.
With the biggest belt buckle.
And the biggest hat.
Yeah,
you know.
And they're like... He's like, let me show you my bling!
My bling!
Like, and he's like... bling, and he's like, that's what I said, my bling. And oh my god, they're making so much fun of him. But then I love that when it like fades back into the present moment, Robbie's like shellaxing, he's still just listing names like what's
Braxton, shellaxing. And then he's like, all right, enough, dad, I already had the flashback. Which I love that he acknowledges the flashback like in canon.
And he's like, good day. And what is
he doesn't feel bad for Thor at all. No. Like, that didn't work. Jackson was like, Robbie, I don't know what Robbie said to try to get through to him, but he was just like, good day, daddy. I said good day.
Yeah, I love it. No, so he said good day, and then I said good day, daddy.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's his catchphrase. I love his catchphrase.
So funny.
And now we are back at school. No. Robbie has a playoff.
Oh, we'll play it.
We're going to do it. You get to hear the whole song.
Thank goodness.
Now Jackson is gone. And I am so happy. I think I'll just head upstairs and take me a nappy.
I wish he said crappy. I'm gonna go take me a crappy.
Well, he's probably like, maybe he left that part out and he's gonna take a crappy and then a nappy.
He can take crappy and then a nappy.
Oh, I mean, I always sleep better after a little
evacuation. I'd love to take a little crappy
evacuation.
And a little nappy. Yeah. Good night, Malibu.
Yeah.
And,
good night indeed. Good afternoon, I guess, technically.
Yeah, we're back to school and Oliver has figured out the location of Rico's locker.
However, did he figure it out?
Cunning. Determination, and it was the only locker with a footstool in front of it. That's what Lily says. He's just like, you couldn't have just let me have this.
Yeah, really.
Because nobody ever lets him have anything.
No.
Then, like, Miley says something about, like, okay, come on, let's get this before I go on a honeymoon in Hobbit Town.
Oh my god, I missed that part, but I like that.
Crazy. And then the locker opens.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the show really starts to go off the rails.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because it's a rainforest.
Yeah, in his locker.
I don't know how big it is. It makes
it seems
Yeah.
Very deep.
Makes no sense that it would work.
No. There's a monkey in there.
There is a monkey. Yeah, they're like, oh, there's like a mini fridge and a snow and a monkey. Yeah. And the monkey is angry.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's the scene. We just find out that there's a monkey in Rico's locker for whatever freaking reason.
Yeah.
And then we come back to Jackson. Mm-hmm. Like, he sees Thor in a classroom churning butter, and he asks Max, he's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And Max is like, I told him Cali girls love guys who churn their own butter.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true, because all of these girls are into it. They're, like, watching, and they're like, yeah.
They're making fun. They're laughing at it.
But in a way, they're still giving him the entertainment.
Sure. This is the first time that they said Thor's name where I was like, Thor.
Because he's in there and he's like, hey, bada, bada, hey, bada, 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 churn. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. And Max, or is that his name, Max?
Yeah.
Is like, this is the craziest thing since that light-up cowboy from freshman year.
He says dorkiest thing.
Dorkiest thing.
And we also need to talk about that because...
Light-up cowboy?
No, we need to talk about the fact that Jackson started... freshman year.
Okay.
Because I'll come back with this the next week.
Please.
You know, because I need to like really determine this because I'm almost certain that Miley and Lily and Oliver have talked multiple times about like memories that they had with each other as kids. Like kids.
But they I don't think so. Because they moved from Tennessee. Like I don't remember that necessarily.
They moved from Tennessee to do the Hannah Montana thing.
Yeah, but if Jackson is a junior, that would have been 3 years ago. And if Miley is a freshman, 3 years ago she was in like sixth grade.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
Fifth, sixth grade is when you're a kid.
Yeah, but I feel like I remember there's something about, I don't know.
Them being
I'll come back.
Yeah, I don't think they were little together.
I really feel like, yeah, maybe I'm just confused because Lily and Oliver were definitely probably little together.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
But then something happens to Jackson.
He suddenly develops empathy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he tries to get Thor to stop churning the butter. Mm-hmm. Or he, like, takes over in some capacity.
Well, yeah, because he comes in, he's like, all right, everyone, show's over. Like, this is not okay. You're being mean. Thor just wants to make some friends. And butter.
Yeah.
That's funny. He comes in and goes, and butter.
Yeah.
Then he's like, all right, everyone, leave me alone. I'm going to churn some butter with my new best buddy.
Yeah.
He came around. It was cute. Lily's best friend moment of the episode goes to Jackson.
Sure, I agree.
I think it has to.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, let me churn some of this butter. And then
Thor's like, don't hit the air bubble.
And then he does.
He does. And then it's covered with butter.
And he goes.
And we get our first sweet niblets of season two.
From King Jackson. He goes, sweet niblets. I got butter in all my nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I liked that part.
Yeah, he's so funny. And now we're back to
the
rainforest.
He's like an English muffin. Sorry.
He was an English muffin.
So like... Miley has to keep Rico away from his lockers.
Yeah, but that was the end of Jackson for this episode. So do you have any like closing thoughts on his story and like Thor?
That was the end of Jackson. Hate Thor, love Jackson.
Right.
That's all I have to
say. That's it. We're done. Okay.
I'm really bummed out that Thor is not going away.
I hope that you come around.
Maybe I'll come around, but this introductory Thor, not a fan.
We miss Cooper.
Yeah, we miss Cooper.
We miss Cooper so much. Anyway. Yeah, then back to the rainforest, and I guess Oliver must distract the monkey or something. He's tasked with that. Well,
they need to get the phone. The monkey has the phone.
Yeah, and so they need to befriend him, and then Miley's going to go stall Rico so that he doesn't see them trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of, like, cut
back and forth,
like, going on here, because so he has lost his muscle, I've noticed. Like,
yeah, he left it in his,
He left it in his locker or something. At one point, Lily says to him, oh, just be yourself. He'll think you're family. Which is so
Lily.
Mean.
Yeah.
Then we have Rico and Miley, like, and she's, like, calling him honey, and he's calling himself daddy.
And Rico's like, he wants a kiss.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not till later.
We're
gearing up towards that, but that's like not until the phone.
I think that's like that. There's part of it where she like keeps putting it off. Like he introduces the idea, and then she like has to find a million things to like not do it.
But we're getting there.
Okay.
And then because that's when she's like, I think deep down you are a hunk.
Oh yeah, she can't even say it.
And may I be struck with lightning if I'm lying? And then she takes a huge step to the side because she's clearly lying. And then we're back to the monkey negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking big is Rico's locker?
It's
I can't get over this.
Yeah.
It's a huge jungle. And then this is when it's revealed that Rika wants a kiss. He's like, well, why don't you prove your admiration and love towards me with a kiss?
And then I just like how angrily she's lip glossing.
Yeah, she's like, all right, let me get ready. And then we cut back to the monkey thing, and it's just, it got really intense really quickly because Oliver's like pulling back and he says, get your stinking paws off me, you darn dirty ape.
Yeah.
They couldn't say damn.
Like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, they couldn't say damn. But, oh, and I think that's when he reveals his muscles are in his book bag.
Yeah.
And then we get back to Miley gargling.
Yeah.
She swallows whatever she gargles, which just blew my mind. And then Lily and Oliver have finally gotten the phone. Mm-hmm. They run in and save the day just as the kiss is about to happen.
And Lily, and then Miley, like, puts a piece of chicken. She's like, kiss the chicken!
Yes.
And she puts, like, a chicken wing in his mouth.
And then she goes, mwahahaha, and has her own little moment. And then it's the phone that pisses on you.
Is that, I mean, it that looked like cream.
It just looked like water to me. Oh, like, maybe. It just like, yeah, because like Oliver opened the phone.
Yeah, and then it just like, just shot water all over his face. It was a prank phone.
All over him, yeah.
Wow.
It's the phone that pisses on you.
What?
The phone that pisses on you.
See, I don't know if that's how they marketed it.
You've never been to the dollar store and seen the phone that pisses on you. All right, that's fine. And then then Rico says, come here, chuckleheads.
Yeah, I like when he calls them chuckleheads.
Yeah, and it shows them the real phone.
Uh-huh.
And then this made no sense to me. Yeah. Like, the way that they were able to get him to come around, it was, like, all too convenient. And like
Miley was, she was just, like, all of a sudden the bigger person and, like, being like, you know what, you can tell everybody my secret because everybody's just going to think you're pathetic.
And then she says, if you think it's going to impress anyone, you're wrong. Actually, if it's the secret that you think it is, then it's definitely going to impress a lot of people. Yeah. It's really going to change things. Again, with Miley not realizing how important this whole big deal is.
Yeah.
And I guess Miley just kind of guilted him out of it.
Yeah.
And she gets the phone and then she starts to feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, Rico,
if you had just been honest with me from the start, I would have, like, when you're nice to people, they're nice to you. I would have maybe not kiss you, but I'd kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah, like a little peck.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, let's do it. You know, I'll give you, like, a nice little cheek kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little slimy brat turns his head at the last moment, and she plants it right on his lips.
Gross.
And it was gross.
Yeah,
and
that's horrible. Not, that's
and
not
he,
dope.
Like, yeah, it was really not dope, and I really wish that there could have been anything to, like, try to tell kids, like, don't do that.
Yeah. Because
it was really just played off for laughs.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's sexual harassment.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's not funny.
It was not funny.
Yeah.
And they really just thought it was.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the end of the episode. Well, then it's Miley and Oliver, or not Miley, sorry, Lily and Oliver over in the corner realizing what the actual secret was, seeing the picture, and they're like, wait till she finds out what the actual secret was.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Seriously.
And then I think Miley starts to chase Rico.
Yeah.
And he's like, help, monkey, help!
Aww.
And then the monkey throws a banana peel, and Miley falls on it, and then they just cut the shot right in the middle of her fall, which was really funny, interesting choice. I liked it, yeah. And then our throwaway gag is that the monkey runs a business selling snow cones, I guess.
Nice.
But Oliver and him are not on good terms. And Oliver wanted a little extra syrup, and he got a bunch of extra syrup right in his face.
Yeah.
And that was season 2, episode 1 of Hannah Montana. All
right.
Me and Rico down by the schoolyard. So, and we're going to start a mystery.
Okay.
Okay. So there is an actor named Monica Pinto.
Okay.
Who is credited in every single episode of the first 2 seasons.
Okay.
And I don't know who she is.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to go try to figure some more out. Maybe
we'll come
back. The
Monica Pinto mystery.
So tune in.
All right.
The mystery of Monica Pinto.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
All right. So Jackson's Lily's best friend moment of the episode.
Yeah.
Robbie gets best song of the episode.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Any final closing thoughts?
Rico's the grossest.
Rico's the grossest. I'm excited for him to be at high school with them.
Yeah, I feel like there are more like fun Rico devil plots that aren't so
creepy.
Creepy and disgusting.
Like blackmailing someone into
It was really quite a way to open a season, I would say for sure. And yeah, now we're we'll be back to some somebody might get into a fight next week.
All right. Keep rocking.
Keep on
we'll
rocking.
We'll see you next
pals.
Week. Or you'll see us on your podcast feed.
Bye. Whoa, whoa.